I am so grateful. I am so grateful to have Dr. Tonetta Bynes with us this morning. Such an amazing, I said it again, such a powerful woman of God. And so I'm getting ready to yield the floor to her. Dr. Bynes, are you on the phone?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am, Dr. Mercer.
Well, good morning. It's so good to have you. And on the behalf of our leaders, Bishop House and Lady House, I welcome you to one of the most amazing on fire intercession prayer times in the morning where we meet God in this space. And I don't know about nobody else, but I'm so grateful to have you. I'm honored to have your presence and your voice with us this morning. So I'm going to yield the floor to you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Mercer. To God be all the glory. Good morning to all of you who are listening, God's chosen generation, God's sons and daughters of the Most High God. It is indeed an honor to be the vessel this morning to lead us into prayer. The Bible says the first governs the rest. And so we're going to yield completely over to the Spirit of the Lord. I do want to first, however, thank God for the leadership of Mountaintop Faith Ministries, Pastor Clinton and Lady Mary House. Thank you for the opportunity to serve your sheep in this capacity. And I honor you also, Dr. Ann Mercer, the eChurch director, for being who you are on this earth. Love you dearly. Listen, before we go into prayer, I just want to lay the foundation. So as we begin to pray this morning, we will build upon the foundation that I believe God has given to me to share with you all on this morning. I'm going to come quickly from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 16, and I'm going to read this from the English Standard Version Bible. And it says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or a evildoer or a meddler." Verse 16, "Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name." And as I build this foundation this morning, I'm going to come from the topic, after my crucifixion, after my crucifixion. And we all know when we talk about crucifixion, we have the example of Christ when Jesus was crucified, not for his actions, but for the actions of us, the actions of the world, so that we would have an opportunity to the tree of life. But when we're talking about a crucifixion, a lot of times crucifixion for us means being lied on, being brought to shame because of what somebody said, or could be losing of a job. It could be a failed marriage. It could be a failed business. It could be a long-time relationship that has been severed. It could be the loss of a loved one. Whatever your crucifixion is, I come to submit to you this morning that there is a promise on the other side of the crucifixion. What are you saying, Tonetta? When Jesus was crucified, he was not able to sit at the right hand of his Father until after he went through the crucifixion. What is it that God has for you on the other side of the crucifixion that you cannot obtain at this point? Because God is saying, I need for you to go through this crucifixion in order for the glory of the Lord to be revealed in your life. The crucifixion causes us to be in alignment to perform our greatest assignment. Lord have mercy. God's greatest assignment began when he began to sit on the right hand of his Father and make intercession for us. Lord have mercy. He had to relinquish his human frailties. He had to relinquish his
his assignment walking on earth so that he can sit in heavenly places, so that he can prepare and continue to propel us to our earthly assignment. So I have 3 points on this morning. First point, know the difference between being crucified for the name of Christ and being crucified because of sin, which is really wrapped up in disobedience. Now, I know we all love the Lord. We have a relationship with him, but sometimes our stagnation can cause us to get in a place of disobedience and open the door for unnecessary hardship that God said, I did not place on you, but because you didn't move soon enough, I had to put fire under your feet. Lord have mercy. So know the difference between being crucified for the name of Christ and being crucified because of sin. Point number two. Godly crucifixion produces pain, but the pain produces power. There is a purpose for my pain. When you are being crucified because of the things of Christ, your pain is not in vain. Lord have mercy. Your pain is not in vain. Point number three, after the crucifixion, then you can walk into your promise. There is something about after you've gone through suffering and after you've gone through trouble, and when God allows that door to open, when you walk into your promise, nobody or nothing can take that from you because you walk through, yes, God, the pain that produced the power in order to get to the promise. Oh, that's good. You walk through the pain that produced the power to get to the promise. This is why Jesus said he's not giving his glory to no man, because first of all, you're not qualified to obtain the authority and the power that he walked in because you wasn't crucified like him. And we have to be so careful because there are people that want to walk in your anointing. They want to walk in your power. They want to walk in the prestige of where God has placed you, but they are not authorized because they didn't go through your crucifixion experience. Lord have mercy. And so my crucifixion may not be yours. Your crucifixion may not be mine, but we all face times of painful moments and persecution. But I submit to you this morning, what level of glory, power, and authority will you walk in after your crucifixion? Because where you are today, there's so far more than what God has for you. Because I believe we're in a season where God is performing miracles, signs, and wonders on this earth. And he's going to use those that did not get off the cross and run. Even though God could have called legions of angels to get him off the cross, he understood that this is a part of the assignment. And although it's not for me, I got to stay here because somebody is going to need the deliverance of my cross experience. Somebody is going to need the deliverance of your cross experience in order to bring them from a place of darkness into a place of light. Lord have mercy. Don't you get off that cross, hallelujah, because in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. The authority, the influence, the increase, the power that God would give to you after you've gone through your crucifixion experience is something that no one can ever take from you. And so I submit to you all this morning, be not weary in well-doing, because your pain is producing power and your power is producing purpose. Now, I understand it's not so much being crucified from the world, but a lot of the crucifixion that we're experiencing is from religion people, church people, same as Jesus. Hallelujah. But God is moving upon this earth where he's separating religion from kingdom work. Hallelujah. And so when it comes down to kingdom work, the Bible says to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You've come too far now to turn around. You've come too far now to quit. And what the enemy think he's meaning for your bad, God said, I'm going to turn it around for your good. And the same people that talked about you, the same people that lied on you, the same people that tried to kill you because of the words that came out of their mouth are the same people that's going to have to come back to you and ask for deliverance. Come on, Job, friends. They couldn't get what they need until they went back to Job. And I say to you on this morning, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it feels like, even if tears have to fall down your face and you have to cry all night long and talk to Jesus, just know that your crucifixion don't last forever. And you're coming down off the cross. And when you come down, the glory that shall be revealed is not to be compared with the pain that you had to go through. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, we thank you because you know the thoughts and the plans that you think towards us. We thank you, oh God, that you have our best interest at heart. We thank you, oh God, that our mind is set on you, oh God. And God, we understand, oh God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God, you promise you'll deliver us out of them all. And God, I decree and declare that every individual that is on this prayer call on this morning, God, that they will look up and live. God, that they will look into the hills from which cometh their help. That they will stand like David said and said, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God, they will fear no evil because you're with us. And God, we just thank you, God. God, that at the end of walking through the valley, at the end of walking through the hurt, at the end of being crucified, God, you said that you would prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. God, I thank you, God. God, that you're turning it around for our good. But God, we will move forward in our assignment. God, we will receive the transformation of a greater anointing, God, that you are bestowing upon us. I thank you, oh God. God, that you're causing your true sons and daughters to walk in a place of holiness, to walk in a place of obedience, to walk in a place, oh God, that they will not compromise for people, place, or things. But God, they will stand on the absolute truth of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Come hell or high water, God, we know that in due time, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. And so, God, we thank you, God. God, that peace will be brought into the homes. Peace will be brought back into churches. Peace will be brought back into the lives of those, oh God, that feel like they are all alone. Yes, even leaders, oh God. God, that may feel a little weary. They may feel a little tired. But God, I thank you. That same strength, hallelujah, that you gave Jesus to endure the cross. I thank you for endurance power. I thank you for keeping power. I thank you for strengthening power. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. God, we serve notice to Satan that what he think he's going to do, he's not authorized to do it. Hallelujah. Because God, we belong to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are your sons. We are your daughters. We are your workmanship, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. We are your anointed vessels. And God, we don't have to fight this battle, but you're going to fight it for us in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And God, I speak, God, promotions, God. God, I speak, oh God, renewed godly relationships and connections, oh God. God, I speak, oh God, renewed relationships amongst fathers and sons and sons and daughters, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the one that is on this prayer call that has experienced a hurt from leadership or from church leadership, God. I thank you, oh God, that that pain is real. But God, you are a God that can eradicate the pain. So help us to love them back into place. Help us to support them back into place. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And help us to not put our trust in man, oh God, but to put our trust in you. For you are the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever. God, I thank you, God, that if it's a crucifixion of sickness. I thank you, God, that when the healing comes, God, your people will walk in a place to say, God, that you are their healer. And God, as they lay hands on the sick, God, that they will see them recover instantaneously in the name of Jesus Christ. If somebody's going through a crucifixion of life, God, when they get through the crucifixion, you will put them in a place, oh God, where they become where you become to them their Jehovah Jireh in the name of Jesus. So when they come into contact with someone, oh God, that may be in light, God, because of the words that would come out of their mouth, and instantaneous provision will be made in the name of Jesus Christ. No longer are the days of waiting forever for miracles to show. But God, we're in a season where instantaneous breakthroughs are coming. Hallelujah. Instantaneous deliverance is coming. Instantaneous healing is coming. Use us to do it, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Let us not get caught up in the affairs of what they say or what others are saying, but help us to keep our focus on you in the name of Jesus Christ. Even if it caused others to stab us in the back, let us take those wounds to call us to staying strong in you, to staying tall in you in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. God, we thank you that no longer are the days where we'll be defeated. God, you said we shall never be defeated in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And God, after God, you was crucified on the cross, God. You rose on the third day and you declared that all power was in your hand. And God, you told us, God, that greater works shall we do because you've gone back to your Father. I decree greater works this morning on this phone call. I declare greater works on this phone call this morning. Hallelujah, God. No longer with the mediocre. No longer with the mundane. No longer with the medium. But God, we're going to walk in excellence, God. We're going to go over and beyond. We're going to exceed expectations. In the name of Jesus Christ, because it's your spirit that is within us, and it's not by power, and it's not by might, but it's by your spirit. God, if we have to do it in pain, God, we're going to do it. If we have to decree it in pain, God, we're going to do it, oh God, because God, we understand that after this crucifixion, there will be a glory like none other, hallelujah, that nobody will be able to take away. And so, God, I command strength upon your people. I command a renewed peace among them. I command a greater fire among them now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Revive them in their spirit. Revive them in their soul in the name of Jesus. Remind them that, yep, you called them for such a time as this. No matter if man approved them or not, but God, because your hand of approval is upon them, God, you will reveal to the right ones who they are in the name of Jesus Christ. My title doesn't matter, hallelujah, but God, when they see us, God, they'll see the power. They'll feel the power. They will hear the power in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And God, your power will speak for itself. I thank you, God, that doors will be open. I thank you, oh God, that the sound of the voice of these, your people, God, will go in the nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Our world is in trouble, but God, there is a bomb in Gilead, and God, you have given us the antidote as your vessels, oh God, to go in and inject the word of God where it is needed. Come on, Ezekiel, speak to the valley of dry bones. You have the power to command it to live. You're not being crucified just to be crucified, but there is an anointing, oh God, to cause death to flee, an anointing, hallelujah, to cause sickness to flee that God is getting out of you, hallelujah. Your greatest days, your greatest assignments, hallelujah, is upon you. Walk forth in victory. Walk forth in peace. Walk forth. Yes, God, I hear you in liberation. It's time to be free from the opinions of man. Hallelujah. It's time to be free from the tradition of man that is not aligned to the word of God. Thank you for revealing the mysteries and the truth of your word. Hallelujah. For God, your servant said that you desire that we walk in truth on the inward part. And even if it feels like we got to walk alone, help us to walk in truth on the inward part. Hallelujah. God, that we can complete our earthly assignment so that when we stand before you on judgment day, God, we will hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. But God, before we get there, help us to not leave our work undone. And so, God, the Spirit of the Lord that rests in us, may the power that it brings ignite a dunamis power within us like never before. God, let the Spirit of the Lord, God, begin to matriculate through us. For Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in our bones. Let that fire never go out. From this day forth, oh God, we shall not sit on the assignment that you called us to do. Hallelujah, God. But we will proceed in the things of you. We will connect to right relationships, even if it seems strange. Glory to the name of Jesus. Help us to not discount people because their names are not in light. God, in this season, you're not calling for people whose names have been in light. God, but you're calling for those that have been like a David, that's been in the wilderness, that's been behind the mountain, keeping the sheep away from predators. Those are the ones that you're going to call from the bank to the front to defeat the giants. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So it no matter what my name may be, it no matter what my title may be, God, but it's about what you've put on my life and on our lives, oh God, to bring on this earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, all we need is your name. Because in the name of Jesus, demons tremble at the sound of that name. At the name of Jesus, healing and deliverance have to take place. At the name of Jesus, our atmosphere have to respond. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And so, God, I thank you, God, that we won't get caught up in the names of people, but we'll get caught up in your name. Because that name of Jesus has highly been exalted. So, God, we thank you on today. We honor you on today. God, I thank you for the Spirit of the Lord, God, that swept through this phone call to ignite and produce the power in your people. I thank you for the generals that are on this phone call. And I even thank you, God, that they too are reminded, hallelujah, as strong as they are, that weeping may endure for a night, but their joy too is coming in the morning. That as they serve others, that they too will be refreshing. I thank you, God, for the one that's contemplating, oh God, stepping out on faith. I thank you that this phone call has given them the push, the holy push that they need to step out on faith and to not look back. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, God, for court cases being settled in favor of your people. I thank you, God, that those that have put their mouths on your sons and your daughters, God, that you are judging them. It may not be how we want it, but God, you do the judging in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And I thank you, God. God, that they would see the fruit and a manifestation of the anointing upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I come against the spirit of retaliation, oh God, from your people saying yes to this process. I thank you, oh God. God, that you will redeem the time for your people in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And I thank you, just as Job, his latter days was greater than his first. You gave him more after the crucifixion than he had before he went in. And I submit on this prayer call, sons and daughters of Christ, God, hallelujah, is going to give you triple times more than what you had. Just go through the crucifixion because you're coming down off that cross. God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. And we seal this praise with a victorious thankfulness attitude towards you. Because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We love you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, people of God, I pray that something was said in a short amount of time. God, hallelujah, that awakened something in you. I know there was probably some seasoned individuals on this call. Hallelujah. But the Bible declares that iron sharpens iron. And so I pray that there was something that was said that you can take with you. Hallelujah. That will help propel you to your greatest assignment yet, because it ain't over. And so I do want to end this call. I want to again acknowledge Pastor Clinton and Lady Mary House. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for allowing this prayer line to be open. I will encourage all of you to meet back here, same time, same place on Wednesday and Friday. Please go out and share this with others because we all need prayer. And finally, I honor you, Dr. Ann Mercer, for being the spiritual leader, the woman of God that you are. Thank you for being a life changer to me. I honor you, Dr. Mercer, as the E-Church Director and as a special connection that God has placed in my life. I love you all. You all be blessed and have a wonderful, marvelous Monday and week. Be blessed.